Well, let me make it quite clear to you. If I'd known in September last year what I would be facing on my own in May, I would have never bought the club. That's not the football club's fault. The football club's done nothing wrong. The fans have done nothing wrong. But at the end of the day, there were things there which needed to be addressed and have now been addressed. The daily chore of it, or the daily performance of a chairman, is no different to other businesses that I've been in charge of, other than the structure of a football club is somewhat different, because we're in the emotional business. That's what we are. It's emotion. It's called football, but it's in emotion. And that, depending on what the outcome of a game, dictates your business plan or model that week or that month. So it's not like what you do at supermarkets where you sell your milk and your bread and so on, which people want every week and every year. This is a completely different business. And that's something which gets them getting used to. When you get things wrong, like we have done with this shirt, that has an impact, a negative impact, because people have paid good, hard money. People may have thought that I was being arrogant in trying to deal with this on Twitter, because it was easy. Twitter is an easy media to respond with, but it's a limited space. So you have to cram a lot into a little. I'm very sorry that people find themselves where they are. I would drive 2 miles out of my way to save 2 pence a litre of fuel. So if somebody took £55 off me for a shirt I hadn't had, I'd be kicking the door down. But sometimes when you're building a brand and you've got a business and you've got people behind it, like the fans are with in Port Vale, their passion is even stronger than the principle of buying something from a retailer. Yeah. We have a lot of things which are good going with the club, and I intend to build that and take us to places which the club hasn't seen for many years.
Well, you've already said you don't like quitting. I get the sense that it's been a struggle since May at times. How long do you think you'll be at Port Vale?
Well, struggle's an understatement. As I said to you, there's been quite a lot of different emotions, as well as the problems themselves which you're facing on your own in the dark depths of some days. I tell you, it has struggle. I wish it was only a struggle. I don't know how long I'll be at Port Vale. I see myself as a custodian of the club, as I do of a house which I own, which is about 600 years old, which I'm restoring. There will come a time when I will leave the club, as there has been with previous chairman. But when I do leave, it will be in a much better place than it was when I bought it.